room. That thing is only exerim with Rabbanim. They were afraid if you rip, you don't rip it so much, maybe people think it's so, even though we don't rip right of it. That's only with Rabbanim we said the tumor is still there. Then Achnami, maybe rice or the tumor goes off when you rip right of it, even though you left over a shear of my forest, that's still called the beggar to kibbutz. Therefore, Midi Raisa, this is the way you would have to act to make the Mrs. Kibbutz. And then, Achanami, now that you bring it in, you're bringing it in to do the Mrs. Kibbutz, Avad even Midi Rabban is Mutter. So, Rabban also lets you do this way. In other words, even though really Midi Rabban should be Tomei, after Gzera, maybe you won't rip enough of it, but here, since there's a Mitzvah to bring it in, so Rabban said it's okay. We consider as if the beggar is tall, and you're allowed to bring it in. Raita klicheres shiyasa. What's going to be a klicheres? They went outside the Beis Hamikdash. You have to bring it in to break it inside. So the Gemara, and if it became tamei outside, so Mishnah says, make a nekev, make a hole in the klicheres. That makes it tall, and then bring it in and break it. So again, so the Gemara kliyam rachmana, olay klihu. Once you made a nekev, a hole in the klicheres, it's not called the klicheres anymore. So there should be no more mitzvah to bring it in to break it. Tomorrow says, Shenik is the Sherish Katan. Means you only made a very small hole. You only made a small hole that a small root could go through it. So it's only a small root, small little root of a plant could go through it. So that's enough to be Matayah with Midi Raisa, even though it's still called the Kli, that you should bring it in now and break it. Raisa says, Kli Mechaish is the same thing. If you have a Kli Mechaish, it's a metal Kli, that went outside, there's a mitzvah to bring it back in again to break it. The Yetzer is Pechsei, make a bigger hole in it first, and then bring it in to break it. So the Gemara here also, voila, Klihu, look what's not called a Kli. Once you made a big hole already outside, it's not called a Kli. So my answer is, the Retzif Matzif. Meaning, after you made the hole in it to make it tall, now you bang it back together again to close up the hole. That's your Mishan Dratul Matzif. Akash Pechsei, after you open it up, marking all of the kliyus, you bang on it with a hammer. Or mechabrin, you better get it back together again. And therefore, the chaz is shem kliyulov. So Rashi says, the gabba kliyicheris, ikal meimah, the nukva, the matisim, or timashka, the dying kliyulot, or kabotum, the kliyus, or something else like kliyicheris. Alright. But I call upon him by kliyimachos, you have to send a chanami. After you make it tall, now the rest of matif, you bang it back again to make that hole small enough that's still called the kli. Amr Raslaka says, what's going to be Mi'il Shemitma? Let's say by the Kohen Gadol's meal, his robe, if it becomes Tomei, so Rashi says, Shabig De Kuna, Shemit is all of Dam Chatis. Let's say first Dam Chatis went on top of his meal, and now the Kohen took the meal outside the Beis Hamikdash, and it became Tomei there. So Chura, how do you bring it back in again to the Mechabesit? You have to be Mechabesit, wash it in the Makam Kodesh. How could you bring it back in again? So the answer is, Machnisa the Pachas Mishalosh HaSholosh. You have to bring it in small pieces at a time, less than 3 by 3. But she says, Shayna Machnis Shia Begatomei Hiyazara. You have to bring in out of this meal a little bit at a time. But she says, why? Because you're not allowed to rip the meal. Or Lachnisa bring it to Beis Hamikdash. Bishim Shinem Malei Kareya. It says clearly not to rip the meal. And the way it is, you can't bring it in to go to Sunday. So here too, you have to bring in like parts of it at a time, less than 3 by 3. The beggar is less than 3 by 3, it's not even fit. For an Iyam, it's not called a beggar. And so he speaks out that I feel the man the Yom of Resh called Absumim, that Diya B'nikta Shmo Diya, just bringing in a little bit of your Sunday. You can't even put your nose, put your hands inside. So if this beggar is Sunday, how could he even put a little piece of it inside the Beis Hamikdash? The Beis says, Shani Beg, Begit is different. Since you could rip it, it's not considered like those things came in. A part of a body, a person, he can't rip off, he can't cut off. By shanking the Begit, since really he could cut off, therefore it's not called Dia, the Mixas is Leishame Dia. So even though here there's a lab not to cut off the meal, but it could be done, therefore there's no use to bring it in the Begit Tomei. That's the way you do it. And each little part that's brought in, you wash off that part. Yeah. And the Gemara says, Mishum Shinem Alei Kareya. It says clearly by the meal, there's no way to rip it, but there's a law, you can't rip the meal. Moise Ravacha Baravo, Ravacha raised the question, Chovin V'Yarakin, Ein Demishum Shalashal Shaloish. The question is that Ravacha Ravacha says, Chovin, if you have a thick material, or V'Yarakin, very soft material, but it's not woven, is Ein Demishum Shalashal Shaloish, means you have a small beged that's only 3 etzboif, it's not Makabu Tumah. Since so this meal, since the big dekuna was oven, was very thick, there should be no issa bringing in even more than shalosh hasholosh. So what does it say? You can only bring in less than 3 inches by 3 etzboif, by 3 etzboif. The chiyuv should be mutter to bring even more. Since it's a thick material, it does not have tumor, even though it's shalosh hasholosh etzboif. So what does it say before? You have to bring in small pieces at a time. That piece means small parts of it at a time. Only less than 3 inches at a time. So my answer is over here, Agaravi and Chashivi. As here the Pshat is not really separate pieces. It's really one big meal. It's just you're bringing in parts of it at a time. But since this part is part of the whole beged, so therefore if it would be 3 etzboif by 3 etzboif, it would be Chashiv. So therefore you have to bring in less than 3 by 3. So the Gemara is still, Raboi Shiva Samamonim. So the Churim, the mitzvah, the beged, has dam chatzis. You have to wash off the dam. How do you get dam off? That's the mission in the Gemara Nida. You have to use 7 different types of soaps like. So the question is, one of them is mei chatzis, is mei regalayim. So it's a kashrut on the Mishnah. How could there be a din that you have to wash it off in the Beis HaMikdash? I have a din, you don't bring in mei regalayim into the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara of a boy is shiva from a morning. The Yomer of Nachman and Rabbah Avua, Dam Chatis, the loch of the Dam of a Chatis comes in a beggar that you have to wash it off. Or Maris Negoyim, where else if you have a nega, the one on the beggar, the Torah says you have to wash it off, is Trichin Shiva Samamonim. He knows what type of kibbutz you have to do. You have to wash it with these 7 different types of soaps. The time you've learned, El Hashem Machnisin Meraglaim Lamigdash. Is a lucky now to bring in Mei Raglayim urine into the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the Shiva Samamonim, one of the things you use to wash off the Dam, or this Din of Dam Chatas and Maras Negoyim, is Mei Raglayim. So really it's a kasha on the Mishnah then. How could the Mishnah say the kibbutz is done by Mokum Kodesh? You can't bring it in. The Mishnah says, maybe you want to answer me,